Amy Johnson.
Thank you, Charles. Good morning, Joel.
Good morning, Amy.
Just a question for you regarding, you know, you're getting set to go on your first road trip next week. With the amount of guys that you've got on the roster, will you be taking all of them with you, or will there be a group? Will you just be taking kind of a reduced amount of a roster?
AHL is a work in progress, so looking at all options, but we'll see. We'll see how it is. If ever we need to leave body back, you know, obviously with COVID, we try to not carry extra body too much, but we'll see what's going on. And we do have ice on the road. We will travel with two buses. So we'll see. We'll see how we're going to manage next week. A lot of things can happen, as you know, in the AHL.
Absolutely. And just finally, you know, your practices yesterday and today, I know you had said that this week you wanted to try to recreate as much of a game situation as you could for the team. How do you like how they've responded to that this week?
Yeah, it's long time.
It is.
Especially you've played a lot, then you have a lot of days like that, but I think they've been enjoying, they've been good. We're going to give a day off tomorrow. It's going to be our day off of the week. We have kind of a tough week coming up with road trip and, you know, COVID's making traveling a little more difficult. So I think they need to refresh tomorrow, like I told them, but they were good. They were business. It's just like, it's long sometimes to practice. That's why we created a week where we were mixing it up, workout, and then try to keep things a little exciting for the guys. But I think they did well today. They were business. Just a matter of getting one more practice on Sunday, and we're going to go to Ottawa.
Excellent. Thank you, Joel.
Thanks.
Grant McKagg.
Hi, Joel.
Hi.
If tomorrow Mark was to say to you, you know, I'd like to call up Jesse Ylönen for a look, how close do you think he is to being ready defensively to have a look at the NHL level?
That's a lot of protocol, and I hate to do this, and I it's a good question. But first of all, Mark makes the decision on who gets called up and not. And if I have a discussion that I have to have with Mark about a player on the reality of where he is and where I think he is and where you guys think he is, and like, I won't do that publicly because I don't think it's fair for the player, and I don't think it's fair for Mark either. There's stuff that, you know, we could discuss about hockey and teaching and stuff, and there's stuff that I cannot discuss. And unfortunately, if I get into, and instead of giving you a blah, 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 I'd rather say those are hard questions, a really good question, but hard for a guy like me to answer. I always try to be honest and truthful about, so I cannot win with that question. If I say, yeah, he's ready, then I put Mark in the situation. If I say, well, no, then I expose the player. So on that topic, as good as a question it could be, and we could talk in length, in some way, by respect for the process, it's a question that unfortunately I can't answer.
Fair enough. I thought I'd ask anyway.
It's a good one, man.
The Paling has been, he looks like he's come a long way with his faceoffs. I know I asked you earlier in the year about it. Maybe last year he struggled a bit with it, but seems like he's gotten his some confidence back, and it's such a key factor on taking draws, isn't it?
Well, it's strength, it's confidence, it's experience, it's technique, it's figuring out who you're against, it's knowing your opponent. Face-off is an art, and face-off takes time. And I said it before, you have guys that, you know, have 20,000 draws, and, you know, versus a guy that has a couple of hundred. It's not even fair. Sometimes I look at face-off, a first-year player, and even the referee dropped the puck. I'm like, this guy's got no chance. Like, just the way he's positioning, the way, you know, you could look at the demeanor, and you're right, he has more confidence. And I would say that all our centermen has more confidence. Venmo has more confidence. All of them have more confidence. We worked at it. We've showed them video. We expressed how we feel. We give them responsibility. We practice it. We're going to practice again on Sunday. The thing about face-off, it's like everything else. I remember in the old, good old days, they would say, defensemen, they have their best year at 25, 26. Now, I don't think it's the reality now because hockey has changed, but it was an expression to say it takes time to figure it out. I think face-off is still a little bit like that. You know, you still need a little time to figure it out. And like everybody else, he is. And he'll have a good night. And face-off is one thing I've noticed is guys have good nights and then sometimes they have off night, which will happen. And it's our job to select who we're sending. But, you know, as you get older, I think you have a grasp on getting better night, and probably your bad night not being as bad, because you find ways to be, instead of being, you know, 2 for 12 in the center, you're going to be 6 for 12. Well, or 5 for 12, you know, which is better than being too, like, you're not going to maybe be in the 60s or 70s like you would like, but I think it comes with experience.